What are, there's an acronym. I'm gonna type this in the chat box. Let's see if anybody knows what this means, okay? And I'm just gonna tell you, if you see what I wrote in there, it's not a radio station. A lot of people think it is. WIIFM, if you see it in the chat box. Anybody know what that means? Oh, you got it. You guys have been to a lot of trainings before. What's in it for me, right? So what I wanna talk about is what is in it for you if you develop these types of leadership skills. If you work hard enough to be in that small circle of supervisors, that subset, right? So we know what the company gains, we know what your employees gain. What do you gain if you approach leadership with a leader's mindset instead of a boss's mindset? So Obrenka, I hope I said that right, says cross-sectional long-lasting relationships. Awesome, right? Imagine if people trust, that's where trust comes from, and you got strong relationships long-term. That not only helps that relationship, but it's great for networking, isn't it? It builds your credibility, doesn't it? So great point, right? Let's see what else we have. Emotional freedom, trust, integrity, intrinsic warmth. Yeah, good answers, you guys. Employee retention, great working environment, for sure. Better performance. People are going to rise to the occasion. They're going to take on more responsibility, be willing to do that. Joy in the work, Deanna said. Accountability, you got it, right? So why do we talk about this? Because you have to keep your eyes on the prize. To be in that small circle takes work. It takes a lot more work than what bosses are often willing to do. But when you do that, the return on your investment is that much greater. You've got greater buy-in, and you're going to be much more effective as a leader and get greater results, right? So good stuff, you guys. Very good work. We talked about these six core areas, right, that are important. Now, the key with this is your employee or the people that work for you, right, need to experience that you've chosen the leader's path. In other words, they need to know it. We can't just think it, but we have to find a way to be able to demonstrate it, right? How do we demonstrate it? If you look at the leader side, right, under key focus, driving force, work and objectives, source of authority, communication and delegation, and level of accountability, okay? How does a leader demonstrate that so their employees see that, right? How do they do that so they see that they're coming from a leader's perspective different than a boss? So we want to say, what actions do we take, you know, to be able to demonstrate that we're in that mindset in each of those six core areas, okay?